The Ohio History Connection is inviting residents to the Octagon Earthworks January 1st for the site's first day of public access. It'll be the first time in more than a century there will be public access at the property on North 33rd Street in Newark. The Ohio History Connection reached a settlement with Mound Builders Country Club earlier this year to buy out the lease on the property. The Safe Communities Coalition reported no crash fatalities in Licking County during November of 2024. In November of 2023, there were 4 crash fatalities reported. So far to date, there have been 16 crash fatalities in Licking County. At this time last year, there were 15 fatalities to date. Westerville is taking nominations for Volunteer of the Year and Organization of the Year. You can show your appreciation for an individual or group that's made a positive impact in the Westerville community through service. Nominations will be accepted through January 24th of 2025 at westerville.org. I'm Eric Brown reporting. New Albany is reporting progress on the Market Street Extension Project. Crews are finishing up earthwork for the new road linking 605 and Dublin Granville Road, with excavation for the regional detention basin almost done. The project revamps traffic with a new roundabout and a redesign of 3rd Street, connecting the Market Street Extension to Route 62. Licking Heights Local Schools has been named the 2024 Nonprofit of the Year by the Pataskala Area Chamber of Commerce. The district was celebrated for its achievements this year, notably the launch of 3 new buildings, an athletic complex, a transportation center, and the opening of a new wing of the high school. The Canal Market District will be opening an indoor farmers market at the Arcade in Newark on Friday, starting January 24th. The Arcade is located in downtown Newark and will host the market from 4 to 7 p.m. through April and will feature new and returning vendors. The Canal Market District will have more information on its Facebook page in a few weeks. I'm Eric Brown reporting.